This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله.
ان شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure for me once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have a beautiful hadith on gentleness. This is a beautiful trait of character you and I must practice. Most of us, including myself, forget it. So let us try to read that tradition in Arabic and translate it and explain some of its beautiful lessons so that we can enhance our understanding and practice of Islam. Ya Aisha, inna Allaha rafiqun yuhibbu ar-rifq wa yu'ti 'ala ar-rifqi ma la yu'ti 'ala al-unuf wa ma la yu'ti 'ala ma siwahu. Ar-rawi Aisha ummul mu'minin, al-masdar sahih Muslim. The Prophet, peace be upon him, told Aisha, Allah is gentle and he loves gentleness. And he gives such rewards for gentleness that he does not give for rudeness or anything else for that matter. Narrator is Aisha, the mother of the faithful, radiallahu anha, and the source is Muslim. And of course, it is also found in other collections. The context of this hadith will shed further light on what the Prophet meant to teach us. A group of Jewish people who were hostile to Islam came and greeted the Prophet saying, Assalamu alayka. Instead of saying Assalamu alayka, they said, address him saying, Assalamu alayka, woe and death to you. On hearing this, Aisha became enraged and she burst out, may Allah's wrath and curse be fall upon you. On hearing a response, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uttered the above words, Ya Aisha, inna Allaha rafiqun yuhibbu ar-rifq. Aisha, Allah is gentle and he loves gentleness. So he wanted to teach her that one should be gentle in our response, even if they were mean. Of course, they were surely mean as they addressed the Prophet, wished death for him. The word Rafiq is the name of Allah mentioned here. Rafiq means gentle, soft, tender, gracious, courteous, or lenient. It is one of the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna. Allah has all the beautiful names and Rafiq is one of them. The believers are to emulate the beautiful attributes of Allah. So Allah's attribute of Rifq is manifested in the natural order, in the creation environment, the nature, the creation around us, as well as in the moral order that Allah has prescribed for us. Allah could have created the entire universe all in one stroke. He didn't do so, even though he had the power to do it. And nothing could have stopped him. But he, instead of doing that, he chose to make them evolve in stages. Of course, there is evolution in nature. The embryo evolves into fetus and fetus into human form, acquiring different faculties in gradual stages. that things evolve in stages is also evident all around us in nature, animate world as well as inanimate. We all evolve. The same holds true for the moral order that Allah has decreed for us. That is why Sharia evolved. Hence, the diversity of Sharias. Sharia, different Sharia for different times. And coming to the final Sharia, the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sharia Muslims practice or ought to practice, it has also evolved. Hence the difference between the Meccan and Madinian faces of the Quran as well as the divine Sharia. Aisha radiallahu anha tells us that laws of haram and halal were revealed in gradual stages. It should be haram and halal. Haram came only later in Medina. Allah, out of mercy for us, did not reveal the laws at once, in one stroke. Instead, he adopted a gradual method of revealing the laws. And within the final version also, there is so much latitude and flexibility, as we have been discussing in other courses and sessions. Allah wants us to practice gentleness in all things. Thus, when Allah sent Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam to preach to Pharaoh, Allah addressed them saying, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَىٰ. Go both of you to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds. He's tyrannical, and yet speak to him gently, so perhaps he may be mindful of me or fearful of my punishment. Thus, even addressing Pharaoh, the tyrant, the prophets, Prophet Musa and Harun, were ordered to be gentle and gracious. Likewise, even though the prophet's enemies wished him death and destruction, the prophet advised Aisha not to retaliate in the same manner. She was told to be gentle. Therefore, gentleness is the principle to adopt in all circumstances. The prophet said, مَا كَانَ الرِّفْقُ فِي شَيْءٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا زَانَهُ وَلَا عُزِلَ عَنْهُ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. Wherever there is gentleness, there is beauty. And when gentleness is taken away, things become ugly, there is ugliness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ رَفَقَ بِأُمَّتِي رَفَقَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَمَنْ شَقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي شَقَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. He who is gentle and gracious with my people, Allah will be gentle and gracious with him. He who is hard on them, Allah will be hard on them too. Explaining this concept, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahmullah said, beautiful, extremely profound scholar, whoever acts gently with the servants of Allah, Allah will be gently with them. And whoever is merciful to the servants of Allah, Allah will be merciful to them. Whoever is kind and generous with the servants of Allah, Allah will also be kind and generous with them. And whoever benefits the servants of Allah, Allah will benefit them too. And whoever covers their faults, Allah will cover their faults too. And whoever withholds favors from the servants of Allah, Allah will withhold his favors from them. In other words, whatever attribute you display in dealing with others, that is the way Allah will treat you and deal with you. The Prophet embodied gentleness in his dealing with everyone, including the most uncivilized, uncultured, unlettered people. To cite only, there are numerous examples. I would only cite one example here. A nomad came to the mosque, and right away he started urinating in the mosque. The Sahaba were enraged and furious, and they wanted to rough him up. But the Prophet stopped them. Don't interrupt him. Let him finish. And once he had finished, the Prophet ordered for a bucket of water. And once it was brought, he poured it over and clean that place. And then he told, addressed the believers, the companions, you have been sent to make things easy for people. You know, later on, the man was heard supplicating to Allah, Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammadan warham Muhammadan wa la tarham ahadan ghayrana. Oh Allah, have mercy on me and have mercy on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and don't have mercy on anyone else, because everyone else was rude with him except Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But on hearing this, the Prophet told him, you have limited the unlimited, because the mercy of Allah is limitless. It embraces all of his creation, so no one has the right to limit it. Lessons, beautiful lessons to learn from this hadith is, gentleness is an indispensable trait of character for all believers. We ought to practice it at home, with our family, our spouses and kith and children, and kith and kin. We must extend the same to our neighbors and wider society. And to be practiced, rulers should practice it, leaders, teachers, and preachers. We also to practice it even with our enemies, even if they are tyrants. That is the lesson we learn from the beautiful story of Musa and Harun alayhi wassalam, who were the chosen messengers of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.